Well, good morning. It is May 25th, 2023, and welcome once again to our daily Bible reading. Today we're going to pick up in Numbers chapter 34. Then we are going to read the rest of Psalm 78. We're going to read Psalm 78, 38, verse 38 to 72, Isaiah 26, and 1 John chapter 4. So let's get in the Word today. Numbers 34 today. Numbers 34. Numbers 34. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Command the sons of Israel and say to them, when you enter the land of Canaan, this is the land that shall fall to you as an inheritance, even the land of Canaan according to its borders. Your southern sector shall extend from the wilderness of Zin along the side of Edom, and your southern border shall extend from the end of the Salt Sea eastward. Then your border shall turn direction from the south to the ascent of Akrabim and continue to Zin, and its termination shall be to the south of Kadesh Barnea, and it shall reach Hazaredar and continue to Azmon. The border shall turn direction from Azmon to the brook of Egypt, and its termination shall be at the sea. As for the western border, you shall have the Great Sea, that is its coastline. This shall be your west border, and this shall be your north border. You shall draw your border line from the Great Sea to Mount Hor, and you shall draw a line from Mount Hor to Lebo Hamath, and the termination of its border shall be at Zedad. And the border shall be proceed to Ziphron, and its termination shall be at Hazar Enan. This shall be your north border. For your eastern border, you shall also draw a line from Hazar Enan to Shaphan, and the border shall go from Shaphan to Riblah on the east side of Ain, and the border shall go down and reach to the slope of the east side of the Sea of Chinnereth, and the border shall go down to the Jordan, and its termination shall be at the Salt Sea. This shall be your land according to its border all around." So Moses commanded the sons of Israel, saying, "This is the land that you are to apportion by lot among you as possession, which the Lord has commanded to give to the 9.5 tribes. For the tribe of the sons of Reuben have received theirs according to their father's household, and the tribe of the sons of Gad according to their father's household, and the tribe of Manasseh have received their possession. The two tribes and the half tribe have received their possession across Jordan opposite the Jericho, eastward towards the sun rising." Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "These are the names of the men who shall apportion the land to your inheritance: Eleazar the priest and Joshua the son of Nun. You shall take one leader of every tribe to apportion the land for inheritance. These are the names of the men: the tribe of Judah, Caleb the son of Jephthun; of the tribe of the sons of Simeon, Samuel the son of Amihud; of the tribe of Benjamin, Eladad the son of Chislon; of the tribe of the sons of Dan, a leader, Bukai the son of Joglai; of the sons of Joseph, of the tribe of the sons of Manasseh, a leader, Haniel the son of Ephod; of the tribe of the sons of Ephraim, a leader, Kemuel, the son of Shiptan; of the tribe of the sons of Zebulun, a leader, Eliphan, the son of Parnak; of the tribe of the sons of Ishkar, a leader, Patiel, the son of Azan; of the tribe of the sons of Asher, a leader, Ahihud, the son of Shelemai; of the tribe of the sons of Naphtali, a leader, Pedahel; of the sons of Amihud. These are those whom the Lord commanded to apportion the inheritance to the sons of Israel in the land of Canaan. That was Numbers 34. Let's move on over to the book of Psalms. We're going to finish up Psalm 78, picking up in verse 38. Psalm 78, verse 38. "But he, being compassionate, forgave their iniquities and did not destroy them. And often he restrained his anger, and did not arouse all of his wrath. And thus he remembered that they were but flesh, a wind that passes and does not return. How often they rebelled against him in the wilderness, and grieved him in the desert. Again and again they tempted God, and painted the Holy One of Israel. They did not remember his power, the day when he redeemed them from the adversity, when he performed his signs in Egypt, and his marvels in the field of Zoan, and turned their rivers to blood, and their streams they could not drink. He sent among the swarms of the flies which devoured them, and frogs which destroyed them. He also gave their crops to the grasshopper, and the product of their labor to the locust. He destroyed their vines with hailstones, and their sycamore trees with frost. He gave over their cattle also to the hailstones, and their herd to the bolts of lightning. He sent upon them his burning anger, fury, and indignation and trouble, a band of destroying angels. He leveled a path for his anger. He did not spare their soul from death, but gave over their life to the plague, and smote all the firstborn in Egypt, the first issue of their virility in the tents of Ham. But he led forth his own people like sheep, and guided them in the wilderness like a flock. He led them safely, so that they did not fear, but the sea engulfed their enemies. And so he brought them to his holy land, to this hill country which his right hand had gained. He also drove out the nations before them, and apportioned them for an inheritance by measurement, and made the tribes of Israel dwell in their tents. And yet they tempted and rebelled against the Most High God, and did not keep his testimonies, but turned back and acted treacherously like their fathers. They turned aside like a treacherous bow, for they provoked him with their high places, and aroused his jealousy with their graven images. When God heard, he was filled with wrath, and greatly abhorred Israel, so that he abandoned the dwelling place at Shiloh, the tent which he had pitched among them, and gave up his strength to captivity and his glory into the hand of the adversary. He also delivered his people to the sword, and was filled with wrath at his inheritance. Fire devoured his young men, and his virgins had no wedding song. His priests fell by the sword, and his widows could not weep. Then the Lord awoke as if from sleep, like a warrior overcome by wine. He drove his adversaries backwards. He put on them an everlasting reproach. He also rejected the tent of Joseph, and did not choose the tribe of Ephraim, but chose the tribe of Judah, Mount Zion, which he loved. And he built his sanctuary like the heights, like the earth which he has founded forever. He also chose David his servant, and took him from the sheepfold, from the cave of the ewes and the suckling lambs. He brought him to shepherd Jacob his people, and Israel his inheritance. And so he shepherded them according to the integrity of his heart, and guided them with his skillful hand. That was Psalm 78, 38 to the rest of the chapter. Let's move on over to Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 26. Isaiah 26 today. Isaiah 26. In that day, this song will be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. He sets up walls and ramparts for security. Open the gates that the righteous nation may enter, the one that remains faithful. The steadfast of peace you will keep in perfect peace, because he trusts in you. Trust in the Lord forever, for in God, the Lord, we have an everlasting rock. For he has brought low those who dwell on high, the unassailable city. He lays it low. He lays it low to the ground. He casts it to the dust. The foot will trample it, the feet of the afflicted, the steps of the helpless. The way of the righteous is smooth. O upright one, make the path of the righteous level. Indeed, while following the way of your judgments, O Lord, we have waited for you eagerly. Your name, even your memory, is the desire of our souls. At night my soul longs for you. Indeed, my spirit within me seeks you diligently. For when the earth experiences your judgments, the inhabitants of the world learn righteousness. Though the wicked is shown favor, he does not learn righteousness. He deals unjustly in the land of the uprightness, and does not perceive the majesty of the Lord. O Lord, your hand is lifted up, and yet they do not see it. They see your zeal for the people, and are put to shame. Indeed, fire will devour your enemies. Lord, you will establish peace for us, since you have also performed for us all your works. O Lord our God, other masters besides you have ruled us. But through you alone we confess your name. The dead will not live, the departed spirits will not rise, and therefore you have punished and destroyed them, and you have wiped out all the remembrance of them. You have increased the nation, O Lord. You have increased the nation. You are glorified. You have extended all the borders of the land. O Lord, they sought you in distress. They could only whisper a prayer. Your chastening was upon them. As the pregnant woman approaches the time to give birth, she rises and cries out in her labor pains, and thus were we before you, O Lord. We were pregnant. We writhed in labor. We gave birth, as it seemed, only to wind. We could not accomplish deliverance for the earth, nor were inhabitants of the world born. Your dead will live. Their corpses will rise. You who lie in the dust, awake and shout for joy. For the dew is as the dew of the dawn, and the earth will give birth to the departed spirits. Come, my people, enter into your rooms, and close your doors behind you. Hide for a little while until indignation runs its course. For behold, the Lord is about to come out from his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth from their iniquity, and the earth will reveal her bloodshed, and will no longer cover her slain. That was Isaiah chapter 26. Let's move on over to our final reading today, 1 John chapter 4. 1 John chapter 4. For John chapter 4, Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. By this you will know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God, and every spirit that does not confess Jesus is not from God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, of which you have heard that it is coming, and now it is already in the world. You are from God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world. And they are from the world, and therefore they speak as from the world, and the world listens to them. We are from God. He who knows God listens to us, and he who is not from God does not listen to us. By this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. The one who does not love does not know God, for God is love. By this the love of God was manifested in us, that God has sent his only begotten Son into the world so that we might live through him. In this is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God abides in us, and his love is perfected in us. And by this we know that we abide in him and he in us, because he has given us his Spirit. And we have seen and testify that the Father has sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him and he in God. We have come to know and have believed the love which God has for us. God is love, and the one who abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. By this, love is perfected with us, so that we may have confidence in the day of judgment, because, as he is, so also are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves punishment, and the one who fears is not perfected in love. We love because he first loved us. If someone says, I love God, and hates his brother, he is a liar, for the one who does not love his brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen. And this commandment we have from him, that the one who loves God should love his brother also. Well, that was our reading today for May 25th, 2023. Thank you all so much for joining me. Be sure to leave a comment or a reaction to this video, and I will be sure to mark that down. Let's start our day with a word of prayer. Father in heaven, I thank you so much for this word. I pray, God, that you'd help us to use it, that you, Lord, would use it in our hearts and lives today, Lord, as we go about our business. Lord, may we accomplish much today for your glory's sake. Lord, give us strength, give us grace for all that we have to do. And Lord, I just pray, God, that you would just help us today to love you, love others. Lord, as we read in your word just now in 1 John 4, we love you and we praise you and we give you the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Have a good one today, everybody. Bye now.